Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you feel like athletes, just in general, do you feel like it's way easier for them to get girls than just the average Joe guy?
No
Maybe
question.
Maybe if you're a quarterback.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with my brother and co-host, Philip King.
What's going on? How's it been?
It's been great. I mean, I have been thriving because the past 3 days I've been on set for a secret project. I know it's so annoying to say that, but it is even mine, so like I really can't say what it is. It's something like my boss is affiliated with. So I've been on set the past 3 days. And every morning we've had to get up and be on set by 6 a.m. So I've been waking up at like 4:30. And yeah, so I was really tired today. It was the first day I was not on set, but back to like the regular work grind. And it's nice to be back working from home, but it was so good to be on set because like we're not allowed to go anywhere still. So it's fun to like see all the people I work with like in the same spot instead of on Zoom.
Yeah, finally get out of the house on the LA lockdown.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like history went down the last 2 days in the finance world, and you're a finance major. So do you want to dive into like what went down? Because I'm not a finance major. I'm not in the Kelly School of Business.
Yeah, so basically the whole, I'm sure everybody's heard of it, but the whole GameStop, apparently that there was a big like hedge fund or big company that had bought a bunch of shorts in the stock, which is basically betting on it to get the stock to go down, and everybody, so it was like smart, like GameStop, like they're not relevant anymore. They thought they were going to go down. So a bunch of people on Reddit, Reddit users, I think it was called Wall Street Bets, they all came together and they decided, we're going to screw these people and we are going to blow the price up so that they would lose a bunch of money. And they all bought it, and the hedge fund had to buy the stock at a really high price, and they lost like, I think, billions of dollars. So that was pretty crazy.
So the people that were on the Reddit that were like, we're going to fork this up, were those the regular people or like the rich people?
They're the regular people. We've been calling it like regular people versus the suit people. That's what we've been saying here.
Versus the suits?
Yeah, like okay. We don't like the suits right now.
Yeah. I'm team regular people too.
And then the Robin Hood, they locked it down so you couldn't buy the stock. All you could do was sell it, which some people didn't think was fair, and everybody was mad about that. So it's been a crazy day on Twitter with everything.
Well, why the heck did they do that? And two, do you think that's fair? Because I don't think it is.
I mean, I don't think it is, but they were probably just trying to protect the big guys. The big guys always win. So again, they somehow tried to save them a little bit, even though they lost a bunch of money. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm not like a pro at this stuff, so I could be totally wrong with this. But I'm trying to understand it.
You know what's an interesting fun fact, and of course I'm like here for like the personal E! News take on all this, is that Alexis, I think it's Ohanian or Ohanian. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but his first name is Alexis.
Yeah.
He's the owner of Reddit, right?
Right.
And he's, do you know who he's married to?
No.
I hope I don't mess this up because that would be terrible if I'm like giving false information. I'm pretty sure he's married to Serena Williams.
Wow.
And then, and he owns Reddit and he's like a huge investor. And guess what one of the companies is that he recently invested in big time?
Robinhood or was it GameStop?
No. Dispo. David Dobrik's new business venture and company. Yeah.
Interesting.
And, but he's pulled a, I feel like I've been seeing his name everywhere just because of the whole like Reddit thing.
Yeah.
'Cause from my understanding, I've never personally used Reddit, but it's like a group chat for the internet.
Yeah.
Right?
A bunch of, yeah. Some guys in our house go on Reddit. Like you gotta go on Reddit. It's hilarious. And you can like learn a lot, but I've never been a part of it. So
it's just one giant like thread. I don't get what's
going
on.
Yeah. I mean, I go on, the only time I go on Reddit is to get like illegal streams for like a fight or something. And you can like, they have like everything. And then like you can talk about like Reddit, IU basketball, and then people will just be talking about IU basketball, blah, 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 blah.
So it's like a group chat.
Yeah, you can just say whatever, yeah.
Got it. What do you think about Clubhouse? I saw that you, well, I added you. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it so far?
Yeah, it's cool. I haven't really been on it much, but the one night you added me, I went on it for a little bit, and it was cool seeing all the bunch of different people. I need to find some people that I like and enjoy listening to, and I think it could be fun. Did you go live the other day with like Brooke and them?
Yeah,
I saw. I got a notification.
I feel really cool actually. I've been spending a lot of time there, but my ego was definitely boosted the other day because I joined this room that Kyle Hanagami, I think that's how you say his last name. He's like literally an iconic dance choreographer, and he like has a huge dance following, and he's huge in the dance world and has a huge YouTube channel following. And he like choreographs for like Bieber, Blackpink, like everyone and anyone, right? And he hosts every, I think Monday, he'll host a room and he'll have all these like giant YouTube creators. So he had like Alicia in it, Lauren DIY, Patrick Starr, you know, all the cool important people, this guy that works at Instagram, this guy that is like in charge of partnerships at Snapchat, just like high profile people, right? Professionals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I join it, and what's cool about Clubhouse is that, by the way, this is an app we're talking about, and what's cool is that there's this, when people are speaking, there's a section below the speakers that are like people the speakers follow, and then below that is like the regular old randos that are
like
listening.
Me.
So yeah, or like me typically, unless like Alicia Marie's on the panel, right? Random people, like these high profile people that I just so happened to luckily know were in on this panel. And I joined because I was like, I joined to listen, and I ended up raising my hand because I was going to ask a question.
Let's
so
go.
I like join, and all of my friends are like, oh, TK, what's up, girl? Like, how you doing, baby? And I was like, oh my gosh, guys. So I asked them my question, which was, it's all about networking. And I was like, for landing people like on my podcast, like what's the best go-to DM slide? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, what would you respond to essentially? Because they're huge creators.
Right.
And so they were saying like, you know, have a time frame, be like, it'll be 10 to 20 minutes because it shows that you're like, you care about their time, and also make it super short. Like those were the two main things I got from it. Yeah. Right. So then afterwards, normally when you ask your question, they just like demote you back to the audience because they're like, get the fork out of here. Like you're not on our panel. Right. And Kyle, I think the moderator let me stay, and he, or one of the moderators, I don't know. I'm just going to assume it's Kyle because that would make me feel really cool.
Yeah.
He made me a moderator.
Let's go.
So then all these other people started joining, which like Philip DeFranco, Dr. Mike, all these huge YouTubers started joining. And I was just like literally chatting up a storm with all these like high profile people. And I just felt so cool. I definitely was the smallest, but I love being the dumbest in the room.
That's hype, Gotta put your foot in there somehow.
Yeah, and what was so cool is, like, I totally respect the hell out of all of them, but I feel like just because I was in the same vicinity as the other people, I, like, gained quite a few bit of followers, which was really cool. So I definitely want to practice hosting and moderating on there, but that was my, like, highlight of the week so far.
Yeah, that's definitely sick. You should, like, moderate one or host one. You'd be good at it.
I know. I want to. And after I got off Clubhouse, I saw in my DMs the next day the guy that's, like, high up at Instagram, who was in the room as well, DM'd me and he was like, TK, so nice to meet you in Clubhouse right now, or last night. It's so fun, like, moderating with you. Let me know if you ever need anything over here at Instagram. I'm down to help you. So yeah, nice to meet you, and love that you're from the Midwest. And I was like, how cool is that? That, like, I literally networked and, like, made a connection at freaking Instagram just via Clubhouse.
It seems like whenever you meet somebody from the Midwest, they're always like, oh, I love that you're from Indiana, the Midwest. Like, the Midwest people are always sticking together out there.
I know. Well, I think because it's just, like, LA feels like a foreign country. Yeah. And everyone, if you move here, like, everyone can resonate. Like, just moving here is hard enough.
Yeah,
so sure. I think everyone can resonate with that, like, struggle of, like, moving across the country, leaving your family, leaving your loved ones to, like, pursue something you love. So it was so fun to make that connection. And actually now I'm, like, DMing him back and forth trying to see what we can do to hopefully get me verified on Instagram Monday.
Let's go. Did you take the advice and DM some people for the pod?
I did. Are you setting me up right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
We don't want to jinx it. I will say, what did you think when I kept sending you all the people that might be coming on? Were you excited? What were your
thoughts? Like, the one kind of stood above and beyond because I've just seen that dude everywhere, and it's just like, wow, this is crazy if I would talk to this dude.
Okay, we're talking about Harry Jowsey.
I've actually never, like, seen it. Don't really know much about him, but I've seen him in, like, clips and stuff, so.
I'm pretty sure he's on Too Hot to Handle, and he had this big relationship, public relationship with a girl from there. Yeah, I'm super excited. I hope that Harry works out. We need to send him an outline, his team an outline, because they want to see, like, the questions before. But also, I was DMing Katie Betzing and Josh Bruckner, which we stan them. Do you know them, Phil?
I don't, until you told me about it, but they seem really cool. He's a UFC fighter, right?
They're awesome. We might be getting Justin Escalona on. Just a bunch of, like, cool people in the industry that I've always, you know, wanted to, like, pick their brain anyway. So it's super exciting to have them come on the podcast. Hey guys, okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and, like, the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
We have shooting guard for the Clemson Tigers, Pete Werner, here.
You're funny.
Yeah. I'm kidding. We have an iconic linebacker who formerly just graduated. Or did you, what's the deal? Did you graduate early from Ohio State?
No, I did not graduate. I have like 4 classes left, so I'll have to finish those in the off season sometime.
Got it. Well, yeah. And soon to be, hopefully, NFL player, Pete Motherforking Werner.
It's good to be here.
Wait, so Pete, tell me a little bit about, actually, let's talk about how we know each other. I guess we know each other through Phil and Tom, right?
Yeah, we do. Phil and Tom's connection at the Indiana University Fiji house. We got to know each other.
Yeah.
Phil, you explain the connection.
Yeah, so I rushed the same fraternity as Tom, who is Pete's little brother. And basically, freshman year, I remember watching, Tom would always go crazy for the Ohio State game. So, and then I think I just visited Tom one time and met Pete. We became friends. And then I think Taylor came one time with me when we went to Indy one time. And then I guess that's how we all know each other. And we've been pretty close since. Is that right?
Yeah. Also, you and Tom, you're acting like you and Tom like aren't friends. Like, you guys are really good friends.
Yeah. One of my closest friends.
Yeah. One time, I'm pretty sure you guys work out together and Philip couldn't keep up. He was like throwing up.
Yeah, he had a busy night.
The
night before, and was throwing up like eggs. He was throwing up like eggs in the grass.
Ew, Phil. Yeah.
It was tough, but we still got the work in.
I think my sister's dog like ate it up. Like, it was gross.
Hey, no days off. No days off. Pete, tell them a little bit about your season. You were obviously like one of the best linebackers in the country and on one of the best teams. So brag about yourself a little bit.
Okay, go off, Pete.
So it was a weird season. Like, they canceled the season like in the spring. So it was in the mid spring ball, which is weird. So after that, everybody was kind of sad. Like, they didn't know what their plans were going to be. A lot of people were thinking about opting out, everything like that. So then we kind of transitioned to having some time off and then having Zoom meetings, having linebacker meetings and team meetings through Zoom, which was kind of weird. And then we got through, we heard good signs about the season. We knew that the ACC was playing and other conferences were starting to play. Obviously, the Big Ten wasn't one of those, but we were hearing that. So that was pretty cool. And so we started working out. We started practicing and getting into things. And then they announced that our season was canceled. So everybody was scrambling. And it was kind of tough. Everybody else was playing these games. And then eventually they got to a point where they started it up again. And we obviously didn't have the chance to play as many games as other conferences, but we played. And the season was awesome. It was really cool. We had the chance to play all conference games, which is cool. We had the chance to play Indiana
and
have a beat down.
That was a close game. We gave you guys a run for all you guys had.
Yeah. Well,
period.
I think it was like 35-7 at halftime or something like that.
All right. Well, what was the final score?
I don't remember. At halftime, we were like, they suck. we played that game, and we made a good run. It was fun against Clemson. And then at this time, we were getting recognized, our linebacker group, and me personally is like one of the top groups in the country, which is really cool. And then obviously, you're getting hit up by agents and all this other stuff for the next level, which is awesome. And then obviously Alabama, we played them, didn't go out as we expected, but it was cool. Miami was fun. It's good to be with all the guys. Now at this next transition, it's different. It's really cool, but
yeah.
Training now, but I'm just thankful to have the opportunity. It's really cool.
When the season did start, what was like a day in the life? Like, give me like a typical Tuesday, like during COVID, like how would that work?
So the schedule was pretty similar to an actual schedule without COVID. We just obviously had to wear a mask. We had to be separate around the facility. Mm-hmm. Our locker rooms, we couldn't be in the locker. We had to be out in the indoor, okay. 6 feet apart. And they were putting up, so everybody has access to see in the indoor within our facility. So uh-huh. We had to cover up the windows so like girls couldn't see or anything. So basically changing, like I was naked in our indoor because that was our locker room.
Yeah.
Because it was spread out, which was weird. So we had to get ready for practice, and then we would have Zoom meetings sometimes. But when it started to get a little better, COVID was getting a little bit better. We could go into our meeting rooms, obviously mask on and everything.
Yeah.
And then we go out to practice, which is cool.
What's like the day in the life of like a typical college D1 athlete? Because I feel like Taylor's following does not understand how much and how hard it is to be like a big time athlete like you. So give them like a typical day that you got practice day.
Yeah. So let's just say like a big Tuesday.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have academics in there too. We're in the fall, and it's really tough with school. Like everybody thinks that these athletes just get it all. All these tutors, everybody does their homework for them. Like that might be some guys, but when you have a tough major and you're in the
what's
business
your major?
School, real estate.
Oh, so, T. Okay, B. Tell me a house.
So. Especially being in like a tougher major, you don't really get much help, and the business school isn't very forgiving. So you're required to be at all these meetings, everything, which is really tough. And it gets to the point where the hours that you spend in football, which is about 6-7 hours a day, it kind of takes over your life. So you don't really have much time to do academics. So you might see a pattern of guys trying to get through classes instead of really like trying to learn because you just don't have time. Mm-hmm. So I'd wake up and have all the academics, and then we have to be there at the facility around like 1:30 or so. Meetings are at 2:30, and then practice will usually start around 4, and it'll be around two and a half hours or so. A pretty tough go hitting, and then we're usually done, get back to our house around like 7:30, 8, and then you're just exhausted at this time, and then expected to do homework, and you're just like, oh my gosh, like I need people to help me out with this, which everybody thinks you have, but you really, it's really tough. So yeah, during the season with academics, especially, it's really tough.
What does your diet kind of look like? Like, are you pretty health conscious? I know I've talked to you before about like you guys eat so much food. What's your go-to, especially when you're exhausted? I know like when I come home from a long day, like the last thing I want to do is like cook something super healthy. I'd rather just like order something out. One, what do you eat on like a daily basis? And two, if you order out, where do you order out from?
Okay. So back in Columbus, I was a big fan of like Piata or a Fusion, which is a really good, like create your own sushi place. So Columbus has really good healthy options to eat outside, which was nice, but really we didn't have to order out that much because we were having food a lot from the facility. So we
oh really there. They cook for you?
Yeah So we go there, they'd have meals for us, we'd eat there, and then dinner at the facility, and then they'd have a take-home snack for you to go. So that's your snack that
what's
you walk
the snack?
Out of the facility with. It varies. It's usually like on the healthier side. Sometimes we'll have like Chick-fil-A or something like that, which is nice, but during the season, you're not really focused on eating healthy as much as during the off season, trying to get your body right. Right now, I'm eating super healthy, drinking so much water, just because I'm in the pre-draft process. It's pretty crazy.
I don't think people understand how much like D1 athletes have to eat. Like I remember when I stayed at your house, I think you had like for breakfast, you had like 8 eggs and like 3 pieces of toast and something crazy, and I was like struggling to get my, I think it was the day I puked up my like 4 eggs, and you had like twice the amount of food I had. So I can imagine
steak
how much
and eggs.
Yeah, I can imagine how much your cook or whatever has to make for all your teammates and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, we have to eat so much because practices are so intense. Yeah. Sometimes I'll lose like 10 pounds in one practice just from all the water weight. It's just crazy. So that I have to eat so much at night, eat so much for breakfast the next day just to maintain my weight.
Yeah.
It's so hard later in the season.
You guys would have like check-ins on your weight too, right? I remember you talking about I have to get to this certain weight.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's stressful for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was super strict. So sometimes I would show up and I'd be like 6 pounds under my weight.
Yeah.
And I would just have to like drink a bunch of water, eat more. And then at that time, you're kind of feeling like shit going into practice just because you have to make your weight. But yeah, they were really strict with weight.
Can you kind of, first of all, explain, I guess, the situation you're in now? Because are you cooking for yourself now?
No. So I'm actually, the training program I'm with right now is Exos, which is a lot of the higher end athletes will train here.
What does that mean? Like higher end?
Guys that are projected higher in the draft. You can go there, obviously, but it has the reputation of having better athletes that compete at a higher level. They have it's really expensive, high end training.
Tell them what like you're preparing for, like what are you doing right now exactly? Give them like what you're doing.
Yeah, explain it for someone who's dumb, like yeah. I have no idea what
so
that
you want
means.
Me to explain you want me to explain like this like the whole process and
yes,
everything like that?
The training like camp for dummies.
Okay, perfect. So I'm out here like living in Pensacola, pretty close to this training facility, and every single day we have two workouts in a day. So my first workout is at 9:15 and that's all running. So some days are focused on like linear movements, which is like straight line movements, like the 40, just like moving straight in a line. And then other days are focused on like multi-directional movements. So like the shuttle, which is another combine drill that you test to show your athletic ability and other drills.
Wait, what is that? Explain what that is.
A shuttle is when you you start in the middle and then you have to – this is hard to explain. But you're running 5 yards in one direction and you have to touch a line, 10 yards another way. Touch a line.
It's like how fast you can change directions. Like how quick are you?
Yeah.
Like zigzag kind of.
Yeah.
Do you want to show us?
No.
Who's paying for this?
So when you sign up with an agent, usually they will pay for this, or that's money that you're going to have to pay later in your contract. But it's money that you're going to have to pay back through your agent that he's paying for now that you're going to get later on from the NFL.
Did your agent scout you during the season?
Yeah, so he actually reached out to me before the season, and so it was kind of nice. Obviously, I couldn't sign with him because once you sign, you can't do anything with your college sport anymore. But it was nice that I kind of told him that, like, okay, I want to go with you so I don't have to talk to all these agents in the middle of trying to prep for a game. So I got that over with, and then after the season, once we played our last game, then I went ahead and signed.
It's kind of like recruiting in high school a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really just like, yeah. It's like it's a whole other like round recruiting. Of recruiting. Huh?
Yeah, it is. So it was a similar process. That was nice.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like I can a little bit resonate with you, because when I was like growing on social media, I was like being scouted by managers, but not agents yet. I feel like, do athletes have managers too, or just an agent?
So your agent is kind of takes care of everything.
Is like kind of does your manager stuff too.
Yeah.
So like once I get bigger and bigger, that's when I would kind of look for, be on the search for an agent. But right now I have a manager, but it's kind of cool being like, I don't know how about you feel, but when you, like, multiple people are coming at you and they're like trying to sell you on them and like gas you up and tell you like why they would be such a great representation for you. Like, did you feel a little bit cool?
Yeah, but it happens. I knew it was going to happen, and I've been in similar situations like recruiting to the point where I knew it was coming up. And
you're just so familiar with being gassed up.
I wouldn't say that.
Wait, yeah. Okay, I have two questions. What do you do in between the two practices? Like, are you watching Netflix? Are you stretching? What are you doing? And then when do you FaceTime your girlfriend?
I FaceTime her like 5 times a day, but it's only like for like 10 minutes or so.
Cute. Shout out Emily. We love her.
Yeah, I talk to her all the time late at night. I talk to her in the mornings when I wake up. The time change is cool too. So I'll wake up around like 8 and it's already 9 there. So she's up, so I can talk to her then. And vice versa, she would be asleep. So it's nice how that works out. But between workouts, so Tuesdays, Thursdays, I have position work, so I won't have time off. But on the Mondays and Fridays, I do. So I'll go home. I'll have like 2 or so hours off. And sometimes I watch Netflix. I played Black Ops Zombies the other day.
Let's go.
You guys are obsessed with zombies.
Yeah, so I played that. That was a lot of fun. And then I've taken a nap. But it's only been a week. So, that's about it.
Yeah, I know like for the pre-draft process, like a big part is like the interviews. Obviously, you have to interview with all the teams. Do you get like trained on that? Do they have like training for that? Or is it just all up to you?
Great question.
Yes. Yeah, I do. And I actually have a meeting. I have like 3 hours worth of meetings Saturday.
Really? Morning,
so.
Wait, so yeah. you get kind of media trained on like what to say, what not to say, and you haven't had that yet though?
Yeah, it's like the whole like job interview process, mm-hmm. some could say. Yeah. So like
Phil. So do you have kind of like a dream team you would like love to be on one day?
I wouldn't say a dream team specifically, but there's a select few that I would like, but it mainly just somewhere with like a cool city, so I can have like entertainment outside of football. I would obviously like love to go to like Miami, would be awesome, or like Denver would be really cool. Dallas would be awesome. LA would be cool.
Not me like manifesting every night when like Pete to the Rams, Pete to the Rams, yeah. Pete to the Rams.
Yeah. For your college career, obviously you went to a ton of bowl games. I think you went to a BCS bowl every game. What do you think was your favorite one, and like which city was the best like bowl activities for that? Because I know you went to a bunch of cool bowls.
Yeah, so I think Taylor's gonna be happy with this one. I think it was the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. And the best part was that my family rented out some place, and it was like in the Hollywood Hills. Yeah. It was really cool with like a few other
families. Rented a sick Airbnb in the Hollywood Hills. It was like a huge house.
Yeah, I think Lil Uzi like stayed there like 2 weeks later. I saw him post a video and he was there.
The Warner's going all out.
Yeah, the pool had like a mosaic of like a mermaid like smoking a joint. Like the previous owner was like a big time like marijuana guy.
Like they're probably in the weed businesses and stuff.
Oh yeah, he's just got stupid money. But yeah.
Why was LA your favorite?
Probably because the house was awesome. The house. And I could see my family. That was really cool. I could see them like the night before. I saw them like 2 nights before the game, which is cool. Like I haven't been able to do that for any other bowls. But that was awesome. And
did you like LA?
Cool. Yeah, I really liked it. It was awesome. Like,
if you get drafted to anywhere in LA or California, you have to set me up with one of your teammates.
Okay.
TK, do you know the 2 teams in LA? Putting you on the spot.
The Chargers and the Rams.
All right, good. Well done. Yeah. I know the Ohio State fans are pretty crazy. You guys have one of the best fan bases in the country. So how often do you get like recognized? Like, do you get recognized on the street a lot, or do they
know? Are you like a celebrity that I just don't know about?
Yeah. Do they only know, like, Justin Fields?
So there is a few instances, but then again, I'm a defensive player,
and yeah.
I'm like a white guy that looks like a
everybody else,
somebody like Phil in a fraternity. Yeah. So I could be mistaken for somebody that just goes.
You look like you'd be a gym rat right now.
Your head. I know. This is super weird. I'm like a DJ or something.
DJ Pete.
Yeah, but no, not much for me. But like Justin Fields would have to wear like a hat every time he like went to the bar like previously.
Anyone ever asked you to get their photo with you?
Yeah, I think a few times. Yeah, like after the games, probably.
Doesn't that feel kind of cool?
Sometimes it does, unless it gets kind of annoying. You're just like, all right, I'm trying to get food, or like I'm trying to go. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like pre-COVID, like after like a big win, when you'd go out, like would everybody come up and like notice you guys? Like the football? I'm sure you were with a bunch of big guys and the stars. So what was that like?
Yeah, so we'd have like a little section at like a bar or something like that, and everybody would try to get in. And
yeah,
we knew like a lot of the owners of the local like bars and Short North area in Columbus, which is cool. So they kind of had us restricted pretty well.
That's nice.
Which is cool. So, but then again, the Ohio State, like the community was really cool. So they would just come up and kind of dap you up and say like nice game or something like that. So they weren't, it wasn't annoying or anything like that. They're just trying to say like great job or something like that.
Do you feel like athletes just in general, do you feel like it's way easier for them to get girls than just the average Joe guy?
No
Maybe
question.
If you're a quarterback.
Really?
I mean, probably. I don't know. I don't know the girls' ties. Do they like the athletes
or something? Do you have a bunch of girls in your DMs?
No. Not really.
Have you ever gotten, I mean, we like obviously stan Emily, so I'm not going to ask you too many crazy questions, but like, have you ever gotten a really clever, like crazy DM from a girl just like because you're an athlete? Like, you know, the one that girls send, they'll send like a ball and they're like, sorry, my ball rolled in here. Has anyone ever done that to you?
No, I've gotten a few where it's like, this is me, a girl would just be like, this is me shooting my shot. And it's like somebody like bricking a three or something like that.
will they send like a gift or something?
Yeah, it's
like
somebody,
kind of funny.
NBA
I like that.
Player like shooting a shot and just like an air ball or something. Oh, like yeah. That. But there was actually this one DM that I got was really funny after the game, and let's see if I can pull it up. It was right after I injured Devontae Smith in the Alabama game, so I like dislocated his finger.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find it. But somebody basically said, he was like, hey man, like hell of a game, like great season, but I actually bet on Devontae Smith breaking the receiver record.
And
he was like, he was a few yards shy of breaking that record due to you breaking your finger. Like, could you Venmo me $400? Like, this is my Venmo name.
Do you read like the hate message? Because like sometimes I'll see like some hate on Twitter about you and stuff. Do you read into that and stuff?
Oh, I'll see it sometime. I don't like look at it, at it after the game. Right. I know that like my early years in college, like I was getting terrible
stuff. Yeah.
But I didn't really get much this last year because I was recognized as one of the better defensive players. So
I remember that. I remember like your sophomore year when I was a freshman. There was like this white Warner guy off of the field. He's too. They're always like, he's too slow, and I'm like, he's one of the fastest guys out there. Come on, they're not even watching.
They just see. They see a white guy out there, and they're like, "What? He doesn't belong anywhere.
Exactly.
This is Ohio State. What's he doing?
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that you look at just makes no sense.
Yeah. Right?
These 40-year-olds living under their parents' basement. They're just. Have like two followers.
Just, roasting.
Yeah, they're just like talking just to like have a say in something.
Yeah.
Even though it's funny though. Twitter's weird how that works though.
It is crazy.
Like, usually on Instagram you could just like delete that or something.
Right.
Yeah, Twitter, I feel like that's where I see the most hate out of them all because you can't delete or block.
Yeah, you can't delete
really.
It. Yeah.
Actually, you can block. You can't delete though.
Does your mom read them? I feel like she reads them all the time. And
oh yeah,
gets she so upset about them.
she probably like tells my dad. She's like, look what he said about my son.
look at what Buckeye Lover 22 said about Pete. Yeah.
Buckeye Lover.
Yeah.
No profile picture.
Exactly. It's a picture of Brutus or something.
No, it's just of the logo. It's of the Black Guy logo.
There are some crazy, like, the fan base is brutal. Mm-hmm. Like, it is, so you gotta perform well. Like, we made it to the national championship, and they obviously think that wasn't great enough.
Yeah.
Which, that's crazy. It's just how it is every single year.
I will say, Phil and I had a little text exchange when we found out you guys were going to the national championship, and he was like, literally trying to convince me to go. He was like, let's just go, let's just book our flight, like, we can make it happen. And I was like, like, I wish COVID wasn't a thing, because I feel like we actually would have gone. And maybe, I don't know, but maybe my homies at Stella Artois could have hooked it up with a ticket.
Because it was Tom's birthday too, so it would have been fun.
Yeah, Tom, my parents got him a little section at the bar. And
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool that Emily got to go out there with them too, and she was like with all like my cousins and everything, which was funny. But yeah, he had a good time.
What's it like having such an awesome support system like around you 24/7? And you know, who's that one person that like is your rock on your support system? Like, you couldn't do this without.
Oh, I don't know if I could just give it to one person. I have so many great people around me that support me. So long, it's been so long, all the way going back to like high school, starting like the whole recruiting thing, and then now obviously we just played that season. Just like family, friends that have always like texted me before the games and things like that. Even Phil like will hit me up and
I got
like,
you
good luck, man. I texted you after a few of your games.
Oh yeah, I know, but yeah, Phil is a little bit more consistent.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I got you.
I'm just kidding. But but everybody around.
You don't text me for anything, Pete.
I know. I need to start doing that.
I actually think
crazy connection.
I think before the IU game, it was like 4 minutes before kickoff. Like, I tried to FaceTime you. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You declined it. And I was like, why is
he doing
it? And you declined it so quick.
To, like, go on the field.
I was excited for the game, so I wanted to. And then I texted you, and you texted me right back, and I was like, right before kickoff, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I usually look at my phone, but then after that, I don't see anything.
Yeah.
And, Pete, I always post it on my story when I'm watching the game.
Yeah, I know. I get some followers from that.
Really? Oh, speaking of, cool. I will say, the game where you guys played against Bama in the national championship, mm-hmm. I had so many freaking girls DMing me. And, well, one, a lot of them were like, oh my god, he's so hot. Like, you know him? And that was one. And that was, like, a common denominator. And then the other one was so many girls were sending me photos of you, like, on TV. And they're like, my dad keeps yelling at the screen, and I just tell them that I know who this kid is because of you. And so it was, like, all these girls being like, I know Warner, to their dads.
Yeah, that's so cool how you're connected, like, with everybody, all your followers and everything.
Isn't that
that's
so really funny? Cool.
That's crazy, but that is really funny.
You got it.
You would have so many stories, and it'd be like me, like the little snip. But you, yeah, that is really cool.
You got to get the social media game up so you can get some.
Yeah, you need to post. Yeah.
I know. I do. I got verified though, which is pretty cool.
That is right
after the Clemson game. So I'm at like 80.
Finally.
75,000 shy of your girl TK right here, but I'm getting there. I'm getting
have
like
you,
17 or 16 point something K.
Have you gotten any endorsement deals yet?
No, that won't start
till the season. Yeah. What's your dream endorsement? Any brand?
Pete times what?
I don't know. Probably like something like Lululemon, which would be sick.
Oh, that would be cool.
I feel like they don't do that much with athletes, so that'd be actually pretty cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but they should. They work with influencers.
I know. That's why. I'm trying to get them out there.
But, Pete times Lulu.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Pete times like Lulu times TK's like Juicy Balls.
Yeah. I want you guys to endorse me.
We do a joint collab.
I'll start posting more if you guys endorse me.
Yeah, you need to start posting
followers.
Me on your story. I want to be on your story.
Yeah, that's true. I need to post more. I got a highlight video here coming soon though from the season.
Let's go.
Pretty cool.
Oh really? You should wait. Do you have a TikTok?
Yeah, but I don't. I don't post on it. I'm not the biggest dancer. I think Phil can agree to this.
Tom's TikTok of you two dancing was pretty funny. Because Tom, because
that
Tom,
was pretty brutal.
Tom's pretty good.
Tom is a good dancer. Yeah, you guys are just so different in everything
you do. Tom
is
just lanky, so it looks like he's like doing the movements better than he actually is.
Yeah, he's we're the exact opposite. He's like super like out there, like
outgoing,
super talkative. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm more on like the shy side, but yeah, he's. And he's obviously like in a frat. I'm an athlete. It's just, we're just different all the way around.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, if you like, if you didn't know who you were, you'd never know that you were like this NFL player. It's like you're so chill and down to earth and humble. So, yeah, way different than Tom.
Which sibling are you most similar to?
We're so different. Dan and I are probably the closest, but we're kind of different too. He's more on like the quiet, like chill side. Like I'm
big
chill,
ASMR
like,
guy.
Dan's actually studying for law for like the LSAT right now, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I'd say I'm pretty close to Dan. A little bit more close than I am to Tom. I don't relate at all.
Dan was actually supposed to do like his LSAT homework. Me, TK, Tom, and Dan went to a Colts game, and then we went to his place after, and he was supposed to like study for the LSAT, and he was just like, "Nah, let's go bowling instead," and just totally pushed it off. And we're like, "Damn, bro,
like,
you gotta pass
it."
Yeah.
Tom and I were like, "Are you sure?"
Yeah. Well, he studies like on days except. Not those days. He studies like 6-7 hours a day, and he's got some class, like boot camp class, and he doesn't take it for another few weeks. So, and he's all the practice scores he thinks he's doing well. So we'll see.
Who would you say Phil and I are most similar to out of you and your siblings?
Tom, for sure.
Really?
Especially you. Yeah, you're the most outgoing person I know. You're the most friendly, easy to talk to person I know. And that's like Tom. No, Phil's like more like me.
I feel like,
I
would
see
agree.
That.
He's
Phil's a little bit more quiet at first, but once you get to know him, like that's why I feel like you guys get each other because you're like very similar.
Yeah, we are similar. He was an athlete back in his day too.
Yeah
he just can't keep up now.
You still couldn't guard me in a one-on-one route for sure.
Maybe you give me
basketball. Yeah, I'd give you buckets.
Yeah, I went to Lifetime the other day and I tried to dribble on a basketball and I just like dribbled it off my foot. Like it was so bad.
I'm guessing there were, but who was the best hooper on the football team at Ohio State? Because I'm guessing some guys played in basketball. Yeah, did you guys ever play?
In the off season, guys. No, I never did. But there were guys, but they tried not to. They didn't want you to because injuries.
Yeah,
and stuff
for
like
sure.
Because there was a guy that tore his ACL like 3 years ago playing basketball.
Jeez.
So they kind of said no after that. But there are guys on our team that could have played like Division I, like easy, like basketball.
Wow. Like just because they're so athletic.
Yeah, so Jackson Smith he's a younger guy on our team. He was a really good basketball player. He's a receiver. And Garrett Wilson, who is kind of our star receiver, is really good at basketball too. And other guys like Sean Wade, he played on like a team with like all the best like guys that just got drafted.
Jeez.
In high school. Yeah. So there's just so much talent because of the athletic talent that we have on.
I remember last year we played our Fiji actually intramural team, we played some football guys. We actually beat them, but they were just so athletic. Are you guys allowed to play intramurals or no? Probably not.
We just wouldn't have time for that.
Yeah.
If Phil and I were to go professional in any sport, what sports do you think it would be?
Let's see. I think Phil would be a basketball player. He'd be like a JJ Redick.
All right.
Okay.
Shooter.
Yeah. TK, this is a tough one.
What do you think, Pete? Don't mess up.
I think based off of your little trend you're in, I think you'd be like a golfer.
Really?
Yeah, I think you'd be like a pretty good golfer.
I feel like I could see that. Either that or like tennis, I feel like would be my things.
Tennis would be another good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I love golfing. I wish I would have taken it more seriously when I was younger, like when my dad like actually wanted me to. But now it's like my party trick because anytime like, for instance, there's this one agent in LA that he's big into golf. So anytime we need to do like anything business related or business meeting, I'll be like, yo, you want to go golfing? It's like my party trick because no girls here golf. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's do a little, as the last segment, a little this or that. So we'll do like Nike or Adidas, blah, blah, blah. Some rapid fire questions for you.
Okay, some polls.
Right. Yeah, some polls, right, cool, I should cool. say. All right. Let's go. All right, we'll start. Film or practice?
Practice.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Leg day or upper body day?
Upper body.
Pass defense or running defense?
Pass.
Wait, I want to go.
All right, go.
Sway House or Hype House?
I don't know anything about that. I just know, like, Novak. Is he?
Yeah. So Sway? Are you a Sway stan? Sway. Pizza Sway stan.
Yeah, Novak's cool. I like him.
Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Blondes or brunettes?
Ooh, brunettes, sorry.
You love brunettes.
Sorry.
Gucci or Louis Vuitton?
Louis.
Oh! Golden Goose sneakers, yay or nay? I know what you're going to say.
They're a little weird. I'll say yay, though.
You have
Wait,
a pair, don't
you? Yeah. Golden like Goose. Like,
oh, yeah, just regular. Oh, yeah, I have a pair. Yeah, I love them.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Open field tackle or guarding a guy one-on-one on the outside?
Open field tackle.
Pizza or burger?
Pizza.
Well, Pete, thank you so much for being on. You're the best.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Can we keep our group chat a thing?
Yeah, let's name it something. Phil, you got that?
All right, I got it.
We need a plan so you and Emily and, like, our friend group can, like, come to LA and we'll have a great time. It'll be super fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, let's do it.
And where can everyone follow you on Twitter and Instagram and all that?
Instagram is my big one. I don't really use Twitter that much because I don't post on it. But Instagram is my best.
You're Insta-famous. What are the odds you post a selfie right now? On your story.
On Instagram?
Yeah, you're just like,
I mean, I might if I didn't have these beats
on. No, you have to have the headphones on. Yeah, say your Instagram and then when's the draft so people can watch you on draft day.
Yes.
Okay, so I think the draft is in mid-April and then my Instagram is P_Werner.
All right, Pete. Well, thank you so much. We just adore you and think you're the coolest, like, friend ever. So excited to watch you this upcoming season. So will you be playing, hopefully, in the NFL next season?
Yes, that's the plan.
That's crazy.
Let's go. Good luck. I know you're going to have great success, and we'll be following for sure.
All right, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
We're, like, your biggest fans. Okay, and be sure to follow me at TK's Juicy Polls on everything. And, Phil, where can they follow you?
Follow me, PhilipKing10, on Instagram.
And be sure to make someone's day this week. Have a great week, you guys. Peace.
See ya.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those, like, lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.